Ruanito Johnny Ferrarisi. I'm with the Indian River Research and Education Center, and I am an assistant professor of citrus horticulture.
Let's move to cups a little bit. Some environmental parameters.
We know that cups changes temperature, humidity, and also light inside the cups. Basically, what we are doing is showing on a 4 or 5 term study how that really impacts our environmental conditions. So we are trying to keep track of all of that information in order to adjust the irrigation recommendations for protected environment. So we currently don't have any specific recommendations on that.
But expect to in what, a year or so?
Yes, well, quite frankly, we already know that it's hotter and more humid inside the cups, the structures. We also know that evapotranspiration and solar radiation, they decrease in comparison to the regular open air. So then it clearly shows that we need to adjust the irrigation in order to maximize the tree growth. So we, quite frankly, already published something about it on a short-term study, 9 months, and now we expanded it to a 4.5-year study.
Tell us a little about yield and fruit quality of Ray Ruby grapefruit in cups.
That's basically our main goal with cups. So we target high value, high yield citrus species, and grapefruit is one of them. So the IREC cups has only grapefruit. So basically what happens with that production system is that we can increase yield. So we currently have one treatment that is planted in the ground with US A97 rootstock that is yielding about 580 boxes to the acre. So that's a great result. And we also noticed that our treatments are having a higher fruit quality. There is something interesting that we noticed. So the potted trees, they do have way more sweet fruit, which means that regularly we have bricks of 8, and on pots we can have up to 12. So they stress that that condition creates, induces trees to produce sweeter fruit. That's a great result that we got it.
You've been working at this a few years now with cups. You've got a pretty good indication cups could be a good thing for fresh fruit growers, correct?
That's correct. We've been seeing that the yield can be maintained over time. So we have no HLB inside these greenhouses. We also know that the industry requires high-quality fruit, so we can deliver fruit with high quality at high pack out, so we get something around 90 to 100%. Something interesting that I have to highlight, I did have citrus psyllids inside my facility due to the hurricane damage, and quite surprisingly, so the trees are all negative. So we just got the results back from the lab that clearly shows that having perhaps an outbreak caused by the screen rupture might not compromise the entire investment. So that's a pretty good outcome, and we look forward for the years to come to see how much the accumulated yield will show growers that they can achieve profitable productions on that system.
And that was from Hurricane Irma, correct?
That's correct, Hurricane Irma.
And did you go in when you had those psyllids get in? Did you do spraying for the psyllids while you were awaiting getting the structure fixed up?
Yes, so that was pretty much what we did. The problem was that it took too long for the whole process of repairing the screen to get completed, just because the way the university system works. So then we did spray heavily. We did have some internal issues. The kind of sprayer that we used was not reaching the top part, so cups trees, they tend to grow a lot and very fast. And when we noticed that the psyllids that we were seeing inside these greenhouses were, quite frankly, in apical shoots, so we controlled them by just changing the spraying position. And we don't recommend anybody stopping spraying inside cups, but what usually happens is that you reduce the amount of products sprayed just because you have a physical barrier that's blocking the psyllids to get in.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.